Hello, this is Brianna,
Kylie,
and Sadie, and we would like to thank you for listening to this podcast on the Civil War.
We can't talk about the whole Civil War.
Well, then let's talk about the women involved in the Civil War.
You mean like all nurses?
No, they did help with the war, but I think the best females in the Civil War were the ones who fought for their side.
Wait, they fought in the war? I would be so scared fighting on the front lines.
Well, they weren't even supposed to be there. Both the North and South forbade women from entering into the war on the front lines.
Apparently, they weren't that concerned with women fighting in the war, though. It is believed that about 400 to 750 women fought in the war, but it is still undetermined because some of them hid the fact they were women so well. And although they acted like men and trained like men, I would think it would still be hard to keep up and act for such a long time.
Not really. If those women had the same motivation as men, Southern for slaves and North women against slaves, I would think it would be so hard. And the military uniforms that were issued to them were very controlling. And if they didn't grow a beard, well,
people just thought it was because they were too young.
Well, if they weren't discovered, they didn't get recognized for their help in aiding the army. It doesn't seem very fair.
No, it doesn't. Only one of them out of all those 400 to 750 women got recognized.
How was that?
Sarah Edmund Seeley.
Did you know Sarah Edmund Seeley is my mom?
No, she isn't. She died in 1898. She would be like a great-great-great-great-grandma.
Well, anyway, she was the only female who physically fought in the war and held the honor of getting a veteran's pension after the war.
She fought because she lost her husband and even said, "I could only thank God that I could free and could go forward and work, and I was not obliged to stay at home and weep."
What side was she for?
She fought for the Union, Blue Nation Gods, whoop whoop, North for life.
Well, that is cool, but just remember, it doesn't take any glory away from the women who fought in the Confederates.
There was another Sarah, too.
Really?
Oh, duh, there were 450 women who fought there. Or there were probably like 100 Sarahs.
Sarah, Sarah, and more Sarahs.
One of the other famous Sarahs was Sarah Rosetta Wakeman. She wasn't discovered during almost 2 years of service and actually wasn't discovered until the letters she sent home in 1864 were discovered.
And the cool thing about her, she made it fighting for 2 years without getting caught.
And how did she get discovered?
When she died a year before the war was over in 1864, no one knew until her family members showed the letters that she sent home, and they all claimed she was a female.
How could you live like that, knowing your family members in the war and shouldn't be there?
Wait, what would happen if they did get discovered?
Most of them got sent home, but some were taken to prison.
Do you know any specific women who got caught?
Mary Galloway was one that got caught.
Her true identity was discovered by Clara Barton, the nurse who founded the Red Cross. While Clara was treating a chest wound after Mary fought in the Battle of Antietam.
That's one way to get caught.
It was probably one of those things where people thought they would never get caught, but did eventually end up in the heap of trouble.
Or probably didn't think they would even be hurt in a war, but they ended up hurt, which is why the girls would have enlisted, and they didn't think they would get hurt.
Since there were so many people in battle, people could get hurt easily.
But those who made it through got lots of engagements, such as Jenny Hodgers, who made it through 40, would probably get heightened sense of security and then be overconfident, then causing them to get hurt.
Yeah, I agree. It would be like gaining morale as a difference of segments of the military do when they win battle after battle.
No, I think the moral would probably just be from the reason women went to war, to share in the trials of their loved ones, to get rid of the thirst from avoiders, when the promise of rebelling wings, or just simply had strong
patriotism. Now, if a war breaks out, do not go fight without reasons.
Oh, Sadie, we would have reasons, just different ones.
Well, that's all.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast
on the women in the Civil War.